My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can see them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. And Mark, we're about to find out who can pull that off even before they get to Congress.
You got that right. Big midterms coming up.
Yeah, next Tuesday. So
you can hear the nation yawning.
What are we going to do without, every commercial break when we're watching football or other shows just telling us who the most horrible people in every state are?
Yeah, exactly. And I love the actual candidates come on, they never identify what party they're from.
That's right.
And then the opposing ones are always, they're just another Obama tax and Democrat, or they're another extreme right winger. It's just very amusing these days.
Yeah, I like the little video where they're giving their disclaimer at the beginning or the end, and it's all sunshiny and American flags are waving, and then it's like, dun, dun, dun.
That's right. And then, guess who's responsible for Ebola? Bum, bum, bum.
That's right. Well, in case folks haven't been paying attention and have been yawning, the Capitol Steps are always here to perform a valuable public service and to kind of give the Cliff's Notes version of what's going on this midterm season.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot at stake. Obviously the House is probably going to stay Republican unless something crazy happens. But we kind of started looking at some of the Democrats who are concerned that maybe the Senate is going to flip as well.
Aha. The plot thickens. Here we go.
Do you love watching C-SPAN but wish someone would put it all to music? Well, just in time for the midterm elections, it's a new album, Fools on the Hill. Let's hear a cut from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Here in the House, fall term's begun. What are the odds we'll get something done? Things are still strained. We've had no luck. I'd start to cry, but my face is stuck. Obamacare's been rough. Nothing to compare. In Congress, we've been dealing with John Boehner care. Speaker of the House, twisting every arm. Kinda like Newt Gingrich, but without the charm. Pinned right to the mats. Fighting Democrats, getting stuff through Congress is like herding cats. Who cares if the budget's busted? We'll keep our jobs somehow. When the Congress goes to work, the public always gets a twerk. But I won't be a jerk if you let me be the Speaker of the House.
Not just the lullaby, Nancy Pelosi also sings along with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
When you had the speaker's seat, the nation was in sync, but Boehner took it all away as fast as you can blink. Obama's second term has hopes, but every he makes the GOP just slows us down by slumping on the brakes. Oh, voters, give me one more chance.
Show you that we love you.
Please, won't you vote D's
back in the House?
Oh, voters, give that gavel back to me.
Back to Pelosi.
I'll wipe that spray tan off it for good.
I want you back. Here comes Joe Biden. Plan to save the Senate.
Guys, this is crazy. We need to make a plea to the voters. I mean, together, we make a great team.
I've got the legislative expertise.
I can unite the Democrats.
And I'm also here. There is no good in our goodbying.
Liberals gotta keep on trying.
No more crying.
Let's hang on to what we've got, 'cause you know we have not done squat.
Gotta show the right more meanness.
Hang on, hang on, hang on
to to what we got. Do, 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 do.
They say they're gonna make the Senate flip. Gonna take it back from Harry's iron grip.
Take it back.
Who cares how bad the debt
is? Take it back.
We hope you'll just forget it. There isn't anything we wouldn't do. Give Gayam a grince, a bag of cash or two.
Lean it left.
The nation stands behind
lean
us.
Left.
Failures, please don't remind us, baby.
Don't say no.
Baby.
Take it slow. As the leader, I'll stay.
Let's hang on. The Senate's hot. What's at stake? Well, it's quite a lot.
We'll put the fun back in dysfunction.
Hang on, hang on, hang on for one more shot.
Warning may cause voter apathy.
Oh, Mark, I love that song for two reasons. Number one, it does a great job of encapsulating some of the problems that the party in power is facing right now. But I just love the musical breadth of the Capitol steps. The Jackson 5 to Les Mis and beyond. I mean, you guys just cover the gamut. Well done.
Yeah, you know, you just get a dartboard and you throw it up there and you see what song it hits and you say, we'll write something to that.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm a big Les Mis fan, and Master of the House is definitely one of the catchiest tunes out there. So
absolutely.
Very, very well done. So you going to be staying up late into the wee hours on Tuesday night, or just pretty much wait till Wednesday morning and figure it out then?
Yeah, I'm going to wait till Wednesday morning. And quite honestly, there's lots of talk that we're going to have several states that are going to have recounts, and certain states require a majority. So we might not really know the results until January.
That's true. You might not know who's in charge until January.
Yeah.
Won't that be fun when all the money's poured in on one or two states?
Oh, yeah, that'll be really exciting.
Yeah, that'll be great. Good luck, Louisiana and Georgia, potentially. All right. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks so much.
Mark Eaton of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them. Get their stuff. CapitolSteps.com, their latest CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.